Welcome to Morning Soap. At Fusion Church, our desire is to see everyone attend church and hear from God daily through His Word. The Bible reveals God's responses to various situations, and through daily devotions, we can reshape our thought patterns, transform our minds, and become more Christ-like. Join us here every Monday through Friday as different pastors and leaders from Fusion Church provide insightful devotions and teachings based on the day's scripture. For the current soap reading plan, visit fusionchurch.cc/soap and join us as we deepen our understanding and relationship with God.
Good morning, Fusion family. Happy day after Christmas. I praise and thank God for each one of you coming out the day after Christmas, as I'm sure you all had very full days yesterday. And I hope that you had a blessed Christmas celebrating the best Christmas of all, and that is Jesus and His birth. So it's a real privilege and an honor to dive into His Word and to see what He has to say to us today. And today we are reading in Isaiah 43, and Christmas continues with the gift of His Word. That's why I'm still wearing my Christmas hat, just to remind us all that Christmas continues for Christians year round. So let's open up in a word of prayer, and we will dive in. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we just come to You this morning in praise and thanksgiving for the beautiful gift of Jesus that we have been able to focus on it during this Christmas season. Lord, we just thank You for all of the amazing presents and gifts that You have showered down upon each one of us. Just the fact that we have a computer and can get on and as a community and celebrate You and learn more about You, those are amazing gifts, Lord, for which we are so grateful. Today, Lord, I am grateful for the Holy Spirit, and I just ask that the Holy Spirit would speak through me and bring these words alive and applicable to our lives in Isaiah 43. Please open our minds and our hearts and our lives to what You would have to say to each one of us. Give each one of us something, a nugget to take into the day and into the future with us that can transform us and help us to be more like Jesus and to ultimately glorify You. That's our heart's desire this morning. I thank You for each person on this Zoom call this morning, and I pray that You have an additional gift for them in the form of Your word today. And we are so blessed to praise and pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's dive into Isaiah 43. I am reading from the NIV, the New International Version. And the title of this section in my Bible is called Israel's Only Savior. But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, He who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Saba in your stead. Since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give people in exchange for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your children from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. Lead out those who have eyes but are blind, who have ears but are deaf. All the nations gather together and the peoples assemble. Which of their gods foretold this and proclaimed to us the former things? Let them bring in their witnesses to prove they were right, so that others may hear and say, it is true. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me, no God was formed, nor will there be one after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and apart from me, there is no Savior. I have revealed and saved and proclaimed, I, and not some foreign God among you. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, that I am God. Yes, and from ancient days I am He. No one can deliver out of my hand. When I act, who can reverse it? This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake, I will send to Babylon and bring down as fugitives all the Babylonians in the ships in which they took pride. I am the Lord, your Holy One, Israel's Creator, your King. This is what the Lord says, He who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters, who drew out the chariots and horses, the army and reinforcements together. And they lay there never to rise again, extinguished, snuffed out like a wick. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. The wild animals honor me, the jackals and the owls, because I provide water in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland to give drink to my people, my chosen. The people I formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise. Yet you have not called on me, Jacob. You have not wearied yourselves for me, Israel. You have not brought me sheep for burnt offerings, nor honored me with your sacrifices. I have not burdened you with grain offerings, nor wearied you with demands for incense. You have not brought any fragrant calamus for me, or lavished on me the fat of your sacrifices. But you have burdened me with your sins and wearied me with your offenses. I, even I, who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more. Review the past for me. Let us argue the matter together. State the case for your innocence. Your first father sinned. Those I sent to teach you rebelled against me. So I disgraced the dignitaries of your temple. I consigned Jacob to destruction and Israel to scorn. The word of the Lord. Woo! That is a chapter. Do you feel like you're in a courtroom towards the end? But this is a beautiful chapter. And as I said before, let's let Christmas continue with the gift of this chapter and all the presents, not presents with a T, but presents with a C. Let's dive into the presence of Jesus. And what gift is under the tree for us in this chapter today? And we're actually raking them in just with verse one. Such an amazing gift that we have to open it again. And it says, but now, this is what the Lord says, He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. It starts out with two words, but now. And that leads us back to the previous chapter 42, where that chapter ends with God's sorrow over the backsliding, forgetfulness, and the deterioration of Israel's relationship with him. But now the Lord gives them gifts of mercy, freedom, restoration, and his amazing love despite their forgetfulness and disobedience. Not only are they beautiful gifts, but they are undeserved gifts. As I said, the Israelites have failed, but now God is lavishing them with his presence with a T and his presence with a C. So verse continues with that 24/7 presence with a C. I will be with you. And that begs the question for us today in the very end of 2024. Will you receive that gift of his presence? Will you open that package? Imagine your Christmas tree and there's this amazingly, beautifully wrapped box under the Christmas tree, and you just totally ignore it. You don't even open it. You don't acknowledge it. Or you like, maybe tomorrow I'll open that. So we're being challenged today to open the gift of his presence today. And a note in my Life Application Bible says, going through rivers of difficulty will either cause you to drown or force you to grow stronger. If you go in your own strength, AKA, you don't open the gift of God's presence, you are more likely to drown. If you invite the Lord to go with you, he will be with you and protect you. And I believe that that protection is not just obviously physical that many people focus on, but more emotional, mental, and most importantly, spiritual. He will protect you in that area. So don't ignore that final Christmas gift under the tree this year. And also, if you've already opened it, which I'm assuming all of you have because you're on a Zoom call the day after Christmas at 6 a.m., keep opening it. Have you ever been to a Christmas party where they have a gift inside a gift inside a gift inside a gift, and you keep opening it and opening it and opening it? And that's what the Lord wants us to do, to keep opening the gift of his presence. And it just gets closer and closer and closer to him and to representing him. So, as I said, don't ignore that gift. Keep opening it up. His presence is always a treasure, but especially when we're going through difficult times. And why and how is that? He reminds us in verses 3 and 4, "For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I will give men in exchange for you and people in exchange for your life." In essence, I believe the Lord is saying, I am both your creator and savior, and I love you. I will not abandon you. As a matter of fact, I love you and value you so much that I will provide the gift of a savior for you. And that gift of my son Jesus will give his life in exchange for your life, so that you can spend eternity with me. That Savior, as I said, has a name, the name of Jesus, the birthday who we celebrated yesterday, but continue to honor every day, because he has not only the name of Jesus, but also the name Emmanuel. Verse 5 begins with, "Do not be afraid, for I am with you." Some people may have sung over this Christmas season, "O come, O come, Emmanuel." The good news is that he has come. The word Emmanuel is a Hebrew name that means God with us or God is with us, which I'm sure most of you know. But I wanted to remind you that in Matthew 1:23, in the Christmas story, it says, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." I read online that the Gospel of Matthew, from which I just read, is sometimes called the Book of Emmanuel because it starts with Emmanuel and ends with, "I am with you until the end of time," which also means Emmanuel. The presence of Emmanuel is with us. Praise God for another gift of the Holy Spirit. Christmas, the gift that keeps giving. Christmas. I love breaking down the word Christmas to those two words, Christ and Mas. And in Spanish, Mas means more. So I sometimes look at the word Christmas as more Christ, especially in the gift form of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is with us no matter where we are and what our circumstances are. Israel's exile into Babylon is referred to in these verses. Whether it's a prophetic word or not, as some scholars argue, that doesn't matter. What is agreed upon is that God is with us, was with us, and will be with us. And that's Israel's task at that time and our job today. To be witnesses, to declare to a fallen world, to say to them who God is and what he has done. Verse 10, which I already read, is worth repeating. "You are my witnesses," declares the Lord, "and my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me, no God was formed, nor will there be one after me." That is something that he's calling us our witnesses. We're in the courtroom of life, and he's calling us forward to a fallen world to say, "Hey, tell this world who I am." God fulfilled his responsibility of providing a savior, being faithful to his creation. So we need to respond accordingly. And a challenge in my Bible asks the question, do people know what God is like through your words and example? They cannot see God directly, but they can see him reflected in you. Do people know why you truly celebrate Christmas? Do they see Mass or more Christ in you? It's an important question to ask ourselves, and I need to ask myself because God repeats this obligation again at the end of verse 11. Remember, repetition in the Bible is used to emphasize an important point or an important question. So verse 11 says again, "You are my witnesses," declares the Lord, "that I am God." We all fall short in that task, that responsibility, that obligation, just like the Israelites did before and after the exile into Babylon. But isn't it beautiful? There are so many stories and examples and verses in the Bible that say, "But God, we've fallen short, but God, we've not been faithful, but God." And verse 14 in this chapter begins a new section entitled in my Bible, God's Mercy and Israel's Unfaithfulness. It could be entitled in my Bible for me, God's Mercy and Anne's Unfaithfulness. That is why I am beyond grateful for the gifts of grace, and especially the gift of mercy. That which the Lord blesses me with and I don't deserve, and what he doesn't give me that I do deserve. So in this section of verses 15 through 21, Isaiah refers to Israel's past captivity in Egypt and how God made a way through the sea and provided victory from the pursuing Egyptian army, provided water in the desert, provided his presence, but basically he's saying in this part, that was nothing. I did all that, but guess what? In comparison to what I have for you, that is nothing. Just wait and see what I have in store for you. There's more victory, there's more provision, there's more presence. And I love verse 19, which I'm sure many of you do, which says, "See, I am doing a new thing." And in my Bible, there's an exclamation point after that. That exclamation point really jumped out at me. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. I have a question for you. Raise your hand if you receive something new for Christmas. I'm sure most people did in the form of some type of gift. And I have a pair of boots that are totally beat up. They are so scuffed up, the soles are ready to go. And I received a new pair of boots, so I'm super excited. And do you think I'm still going to continue to wear the old boots, or I'm going to use the new boots? Of course, I'm going to use the new boots. They're going to protect my feet better. They're going to keep my feet warmer, and they're going to look much nicer because the other ones were super, they were getting kind of beat up and ugly. But my favorite gift that's new for me this Christmas was a, drum roll please, I don't know if you can see it, but it's a rock tumbler. And I'm really excited. This rock tumbler is going to take some of the rocks that I've found on the beach, especially down in Cape May at the Lighthouse Point, because I love taking these little stones that you find on the beach called Cape May diamonds. And after you put them in a tumbler for 3 weeks, which is a long time to wait, but not in the realm of life, to make beautiful, shiny Cape May diamonds that they actually turn into jewelry. So God's doing a new thing, and he's taking these rough things. And I also, many of you know that in the Dominican Republic, there's a rock called Larimar. It's only found in a half square mile of the world. It's so unique and it's so beautiful. And that's how God sees you. He created you unique and beautiful. And when they take these rocks out of the ground, they're pretty rough and you can't see their beauty, but you mine them and then put them in a rock tumbler, and they come out beautiful, shiny, this beautiful color blue. And they make jewelry out of it. And I always say it's beautiful and unique, just like you. Here's one of my bracelets that when it goes through this rock tumbler, God's doing a new thing. And we're in the rock tumbler of life. And I love this verse, this new thing. And it reminds me of one of my most favorite verses in the New Testament, which is 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. AI, when I Googled this verse, AI says the verse means that Christians are no longer slaves to sin and are instead freed from sin and empowered by righteousness. The old nature, which includes natural pride, love of sin, former habits and passions. The new creation includes a newborn soul, new feelings, desires, and understandings, and a new love for all mankind. But it doesn't stop there. We've had this love before we received Jesus as our Lord and Savior, during our walk here in this fallen world. But then this new thing continues because in Revelation 21:5, in the New Testament, it says, He was seated on the throne and said, I am making everything new. Then he said, Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. Do you believe that the truth of the Bible when it says that God is making all things new? Many times psychologists say, write it down so you can commit to it. Here the Bible is saying, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. And if you have a hard time forgetting that, I sometimes write Bible verses and put them on my mirror in the bathroom. So every time I brush my teeth, I see it. I sometimes put them in the car. Sometimes I have them hanging in my house. Write the verses of God down, His truth, write it down. Hang it around your necks and put it up all over the place so that we're reminded of truth and so that we can be renewed by His truth each day. Don't forget, God says, I'm doing a new thing. I love that verse. So good. So we have to say, new, there's newness all around us. Wow, Christmas, more Christ, the gifts of God and the gift of His Son are all around us. But sadly, many times we act as if Christmas is just a season and it's not 24/7, it's not year round, and forget all about these miraculous and amazing gifts of creation, salvation, grace, mercy, Emmanuel, God is with us, the Holy Spirit, God's Word, church, community, worship. Wow, the list could go on and on and on. If you're having a hard time realizing the gifts of God, keep a gratitude journal and write them down because we're surrounded by amazing gifts from Him. And sadly, like I said, Christmas is a season in our culture. For us as Christians, this is not a season, it's all year long. And don't forget the wonder and gratitude that when we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, that newness. It's so easy to be on the spiritual high. We've received Jesus, or we've gone to a freedom conference, or we've gone to a soul care conference, or we've, just finished an amazing connect group. It's not a season, people. It's year round. And I have to remind myself that it's the gift that keeps giving and that I'm wearing my, silly Santa hat today to remind me that I could actually wear this hat year round. But when we act just like the Israelites and it's just a season, the Israelites are described in the remaining verses of Isaiah 43 as, sorry about that. Yet you have not called on me, Jacob. Don't forget to call on him. You have not brought me sheep for burnt offerings. Don't forget to bring the Lord your gift of time, treasure, especially just sitting at his feet. Nor have you honored me. That's that we want to honor him. We want to give back for the amazing gifts. And then this one verse really, it just saddens me. It says, but you have burdened me with your sins and wearied me with your offenses. This chapter does not end on a positive note, but we can add end on a positive note by adding that Jesus makes all things new even when we've quote unquote burdened the Lord with our sins and wearied him with our offenses. He's making all things new. Let him revive you. Let him regenerate you. Let him continue to open the gift of his presence with a C. Let's be a Christmas people and open ourselves to more Christ and allow the Lord to continue to do a new thing in our lives, even when we are in the tumbler. You know, those Cape May Diamonds and the Larimar, they have to go through the tumbler to bring the beauty out, to make it more valuable. You know, Larimar in the form of a jewelry, piece of jewelry is much more valuable. The Cape May Diamonds, this is free on the beach, but to purchase a bracelet, you have to pay for it. And it's much more valuable in that pristine form. So, are you ready to be a Christmas people all year round? Are you ready to continually open the presence of our Lord and Savior in the coming days and in the new year? And there is a note in the introduction to the book of Isaiah in my life application, which says, as you read Isaiah, imagine this strong and courageous man of God fearlessly proclaiming God's word. He was a good witness in the courtroom of life for the Lord. It continues, and listen to his message in relation to your own life. Return, repent, and be renewed, making all things new once again. Then trust in God's redemption through Christ and rejoice. Your Savior has come. And he's coming again. Merry day after Christmas. Our Savior has come and he's coming again. I would ask that as we close our time in prayer, because it's 6:30 and I want to honor your time. And if you're like me, I'm going back to bed because my whole family's asleep. But I would like everybody to open up their hands. And that's a posture of receiving. Let's humble ourselves and receive this gift of Jesus and to be renewed today. So let's end in a word of prayer. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the fact that Christmas is not a season, it's not a day, it's year-round, 24/7 with you. Lord, we're in a posture of humility with our heads bowed. That's why we bow our heads in prayer, with our hands open to receive the amazing gift of the Holy Spirit. Please fill us up and allow your presence to renew us. Your presence, Lord, to not only bear fruit of the Holy Spirit, to be good witnesses in this chaotic world, to say, we serve a true God, the only God, the only God that has provided a life for a life. So, Lord, fill us up with you, more of you and less of us, more of Christmas year round and not just a season. Lord, may we be a transformed people because of the power of your Holy Spirit and the power of this word that we read today in order to be good witnesses and to live life to the fullest that Jesus came that we might have it. God, we are a grateful people today for the amazing gift of your presence. May we be a people that takes advantage of that presence and lives out your calling. We love you, Lord, and we ask that you would give us a fresh anointing today and allow us to go out to represent and witness you well. We love you, and we pray all of these things in your powerful name. Amen. Merry day after Christmas. Looking forward to seeing you all on Sunday. Have a blessed day.